Ho, 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 and welcome to this great Christmas podcast with Crazy Talks host. I don't even know what I'm trying to do with this dude. Rob and Vanessa, dude. It's just Rob and Vanessa, bro. What's going on, dude?
You're so weird.
All right. Anyways, thanks for joining us here, guys, for this fantastical Christmas podcast, all centered around the wonderfully great and beautiful season and holiday of Christmas.
What sarcasm.
I'm so excited for this holiday, and I hope you are too. Vanessa, how are you doing today, Vanessa?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good. Guess what week this podcast goes up?
Christmas.
Week of Christmas. Ooh. And what better week to have a Christmas podcast than on the week of Christmas? Anyways, back to... I don't even know why I'm talking like this. Okay, in regards to anything housekeeping, guys, I don't think I really have much. I think we're good. Everything's going to keep going on. We're not skipping this week. We're not skipping next week. As a matter of fact, the day that we're actually recording these, we're recording two of them at the same time to make sure that we are... we're Gucci. So this episode today is going to be, like I said before, different, just not, it's not crazy. It's not going away from any big formula that we've been doing already, but it's kind of, it's going to be themed around Christmas. And thanks to Vanessa, she went and put out a question and was just asking for people's unpopular opinions on Christmas. And she gathered a good amount of responses. I mean, that's not like, it's not ginormous, but it's a good conversation we can have. So, how many did you get?
I mean, it kind of depends on what you count as an unpopular opinion. But, like, 11 different types of responses, but okay. Then multiple people on
okay.
The same type of response.
Cool. So, do you wanna like, just lead by asking the question that we just discussed?
Sure.
Or just say, okay.
So, the first one I got was from my brother. Shout out to you, Matt. He said... His unpopular opinion about Christmas is that you have to eat turkey and or ham again after Thanksgiving, and it's so much trouble to make. Which made me think, I don't know if there is a traditional Christmas meal besides, like, tamales, which I feel like that's not an unpopular opinion. Like, that's a one time a year we get to celebrate. But what's your thoughts? Like, did your family ever do a special meal for Christmas?
Okay, so for me, I think that it is different culture by culture, I would have to say. But again, at the same time, I don't think people really eat that much turkey or ham as you think they do. And the only reason why I say that is because I work in a restaurant that actually sells turkeys and hams for the holidays.
Yeah.
And when Thanksgiving came around, the day of, I'm just going to talk about the day of, because everything around it was really busy too. But the day before Thanksgiving, because we're close on Thanksgiving, we had about over 340 something orders.
Jeez.
That consisted of turkey breasts or whole turkeys or ham.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just on the day before Thanksgiving, and everything falling around it was not as ginormous, but it was a good amount. This year, so far on Christmas Eve, I think we only have like 5 orders. So if that kind of puts it into perspective, I don't think that many people really eat it as much as you think they do. Me personally, growing up, I looked forward to Christmas only for one thing.
The tamales.
All the way, man.
With salt and cabbage and lime.
And lime. That's just how I grew up. And I loved it like that. You know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, like, if my parents were like, we're going to get turkey or ham, packing my bags, I'm walking out the house. I'm sorry, Mom, Dad. I was your son one time, but I'm not your son today.
I like having, like, turkey twice, though, or that really? Type of meal. Yeah, because, like, you have to wait all year for Thanksgiving, so it's cool to have it, like, twice. But
do you really enjoy turkey and ham?
I do, but, like, I wouldn't have it multiple times throughout the year. Like, it's kind of a special occasion type of meal, but, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it depends how much you eat on Thanksgiving Day. Like, if you're making the meal, if you're, you know, working in the kitchen and stuff, or is it somebody else doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So because I didn't make my meal on Christmas, like, I want it again. I mean, on Thanksgiving, I want it again for Christmas, but I understand how that would be annoying for people that had to, like, cook it themselves for Thanksgiving and then do all that work again for Christmas.
Right. And I think for me, again, what's hard is that the fact that I work at a restaurant that sells turkey all year round.
Mm-hmm.
So I have actually start working in the restaurant that I do now.
Mm-hmm.
I have eaten more turkey in my life than I've ever had in my before, because that was always something that you kind of reserve just for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But not where I work. And so what took that thing that was special for Thanksgiving has kind of not been special anymore,
mm-hmm.
which is weird. But, you know, it is what it is.
My sister-in-law, Ashley, said that her family always does roast beef for Christmas, and I've never actually heard that. But
Arby's.
And tamales, obviously. Two different family meals, because she's two different ethnicities, if that gives you an idea of where that comes from. But she said, never turkey. I mean, even the Grinch carved the roast beef, so there's that. And I was like, oh, that's true. That's true.
Well, okay, here... Roast beef. I've never in my entire life have had roast beef. It looks good in those Arby's commercials, you know? But other than that, I've never had it before.
My other friend said that they do like a Christmas breakfast together. And they do like sausage balls and bacon and breakfast pizza, blueberry muffin, cinnamon rolls, stuff like that.
That's so interesting because, you know, everyone has their own different traditions.
Yeah.
I wonder what ours would be with our kids.
I don't know.
And I wonder if I'll just do everything that I can in my power to just make it whatever I want and then make them just like it.
Yeah. Which, tamales is about it.
Dad, what are we eating for breakfast? Tamales. Lunch? Tamales. Dinner? Tamales.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But then I have a different friend who's just like, there's no specific Christmas food. So it really does just depend on your traditions, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think. Was there ever a time that we skipped it? I don't think so. I feel like my grandma somehow always... Because my grandma lived in an area that had this one restaurant. It's in South Texas. It's called Delia's.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just a colossus of a tamale restaurant, dude. Like, there's James and then there's the Giant Peach. And Delia's was the Giant Peach, okay? And everybody wanted to be at Delia's every single time, dude. And somehow I think my grandma will find out a way to always send some to us. Around the holidays.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The next one is a little spicy of a topic. Okay.
Oh, a little spicy.
My friend Casey said, I don't like that kids are misled to believe that Santa was or is real. Does that make me a Grinch?
Ooh, this is a good topic. I grew up, I'll start off by saying, I grew up in a household where at first, this was all before my parents went to church. We started going to church. We did the whole Santa thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then I remember, like, the next year, it was around the time when we started going to church in the war. And so my thing is, we, like, as kids and as my siblings, starting from, like, 2 years old, like, just starting young, because my brother and I was around the age of maybe 8 or 9, and my brother was like 7. And then the rest of the kids all were just newborns.
Like starting
when they were newborn, and then as my siblings kept coming, because I'm the oldest one of 8 kids.
Mm-hmm.
They never knew of Santa as being this fantastical thing. It was just fake the moment they came out.
What's this word fantastical that you keep using? That's not a word.
It's Christmas, dude. You gotta use these big words. Fantastical and extravagant. And
anyway.
So they never knew of him. And I don't think their experience of Christmas was hindered whatsoever at all. And I think for me, I just personally, around the time whenever they told me he was not real, I think as a kid myself, I was kind of like in the know of, yeah, that dude's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me personally, am I going to play the game with my kids, is Santa real? Maybe when they're like little, and, you know, the kids don't have that much of an understanding,
mm-hmm.
I'll play with them just because of the fact that they're my kids. I want to see them be cute and be like, Santa Claus is going to come tonight. Whatever, you know? Sure, yeah. Sure thing, kid. We'll play this game, and then you better watch out when you turn 4 years old, because Santa, he's actually not real. So, but I don't feel like it's that big of a deal.
Also, I'm very sorry if you're listening to this with your children right now. We did not put out a disclaimer for this topic, so we might have just crushed.
Santa is not real, kids.
We might have just crushed some dreams. He's not real. If you're in the car with your kids,
little Jimmy, I swear, you tell mom Santa's coming tonight. It's not Santa. It's your dad.
Okay. Anyways,
or your Uncle Tommy.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, my parents did presents from Santa growing up, but I don't really know when that stopped. And then I thought I was really smart as a kid, because then I was like trying to maneuver ways to get more presents. And I read somewhere, or I heard somewhere, that if you put hay under your bed, then the three wise men leave three gifts under your bed. So then I made my parents start doing that, and they would put three gifts.
What did you just say?
I put grass under the bed, and like it's supposed to be for like the animals that the three wise men came in on.
When did you start doing this?
And you get three extra presents.
When did you start doing this?
I don't know.
Man, you're trying to play the system.
Yeah, I was. So then I think after that, my parents were like, no, that's it. Like, there can't be three wise men and Santa. Like, figure it out.
One has to be real, one has not to be real.
You're confused. So, wow. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do with our kids, to be honest. Like, I get the point of Santa. Like,
I don't know what we're going to do with our kids.
No, not like that. Like, we'll still teach Advent, and we'll teach all the things. Like, they'll know the truth and all this stuff. But, like, I get what Santa is built off of. Like, it's like this magical...
Fantastical...
No. Feeling that Christmas... Like, everyone wants Christmas to feel like. So, for kids, it's like the best thing ever, you know? Now, crushing their dreams at a certain age, I don't know when that comes. But then, you know, other kids might crush them first. So, I don't know. I think it's easy to be up front in the beginning. And then, you know, they'll decide later on when they want to...
I wonder if by leading them to believe that something that's not real is real, and then crushing their dreams later, I wonder if that will plant the seed in the future that they cannot trust their parents, you think?
Yeah, well, that's a idea of that. And also, I was reading somewhere, oh man, my thought is escaping my brain.
Oh, catch it.
Somebody posted about this the other day, and everyone was commenting on it, and I was like, oh, okay, but darn it, I think I lost it.
Okay, well... When you think about, we'll go on to the next point.
It was something about, like, Santa and other kids telling your kids that, and, like, if they do it first and them not trusting you, and, oh, man, it was a real good thought. Oh, well.
Hopefully it comes back.
We can move on. Okay. Anyways, but, I mean, one of my other friends just said, like, they like the real story of Saint Nick, but they dislike how it's been used as a marketing tool. Like Santa Claus in general.
Oh, absolutely. And that's something that we talked about.
I remembered.
Cool. Yeah, go.
When you, how do I say that? When you put out the idea of Santa Claus, they were saying that at school, then they start to compare those things. And it makes me think of like kids in foster care or kids that are lower income from lower income families and stuff like that. Yeah. But when kids start comparing their presents, like Jimmy, who got a Nintendo Switch from Santa, but like Susie got a Barbie doll or something, then it starts to put this weird spin on things, because then it's like, why did Santa like you more than me if you got a $300 gift and I got a $2 gift? Like, what makes you better than me? Yeah, you know?
Never thought about that.
So then it starts putting weird things on it, because then like Jimmy's above Susie because he, you know what I mean?
Yeah, looks easy. Santa's ran out of some money. Okay.
And the demographic kind of looks the same. So it's just, you know, I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, sorry, I interrupted you. You have anything else to say?
Oh, no. Well, in talking about it in regards to the way that they try to utilize Christmas just for money's sake.
Yeah.
Is crazy. Because of the fact how I already said how when Halloween was over, Christmas stuff was already going up. Thanksgiving stuff, nobody cared about that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's a new thing that started happening, but I do remember whenever Thanksgiving would come around, my mom always loved decorating the house Thanksgiving themed. And so to be at Target or different stores and just not see Thanksgiving stuff up around the time when Halloween is over is weird.
Because
it's almost like everyone's wanting to start Christmas so much earlier Black Friday is starting so much earlier.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy. And, you know, either these big mass corporations are getting smarter or they're just, you know, or is it just ruining the holiday as a whole?
So. My next friend said, there's only like 7 Christmas songs and they're in rotation for an entire month. Annoying.
For real.
And then someone else just said, I don't like Christmas music.
For real. I don't like Christmas music either.
Do you not like traditional Christmas music or all Christmas music?
All Christmas music. The only Christmas music I like, and every single time I say this, everyone's like, what in the world does that even mean? I like indie Christmas music. That doesn't even make any sense, but I love indie Christmas music. Go listen to Sleeping At Last Christmas music. It's fantastic. Go listen to Future of Forestry Christmas music. It's fantastic. Like, it's that stuff is good. I think the reason why I like it is because it's almost like Christmas music, but there's a good spin on it to the point where I enjoy it because it's different enough.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it, dude. I hate it so much growing up. And you just listen to the same Christmas songs over and over and over again. And then that one singer that you liked will put out a Christmas album. You listen to it and it's just the same thing every single time. There's not that big of a difference. They didn't really put that much effort into it. Like, I don't know.
Pentatonix, Justin Bieber, Michael Bublé. Shout out to my main man right there.
Michael Bublé is Vanessa's favorite singer, I have to say.
Run DMC, okay. Boyz II Men, sing some Christmas music.
All right.
There's some good ones. Ingrid Michaelson, I have some gospel Christmas music. Sia, John Legend. There's some different stuff out there.
Sure, but I think the difference is that a lot of those people don't have that big of a difference in sound that it revolutionizes it that much. Mm. I think the way that Sleeping At Last sings and the way that he does his music is very different to the point of how it will sound compared to other people's music, you know? And he even wrote a Christmas song himself, and it's beautiful. It's the first song I ever heard from him.
Mm.
And so that's what I like about Sleeping At Last. Future of Forestry has this really different, raw, just like organic sound to them that I just enjoy so, so much. And they change the song up. Like, yeah. you think they're singing the same song, but they change it enough to where it's fresh and you still know what's going on.
I think it's because you have a bias towards indie music, because most of those singers, like, they're just singing Christmas music in their own genre. But if you don't like that genre, you're not gonna like their Christmas music.
Well, sure. I mean, I've heard all of them sing. I love Ingrid Michaelson. We went to her concert, listened to her for the longest time. I heard her Christmas album. That's okay.
I think that's why this most recent Grinch movie got like mixed reviews, because Tyler the Creator was the. I mean, he created most of the music for it, and then there was some, like, Pentatonix and other stuff. But Tyler, the Creator, is – what genre would you put him in?
Oh, he is hard rap R&B.
So, like, people didn't like that probably because it went too much against, like, traditional Christmas music. So that may have, like, caused a weird response. But yeah. Well, I liked it.
Thank you for reminding me of that, because, oh, my gosh. One, I loved Tyler, the Creator. It's so weird that a studio decided, let's put this guy in this movie to make music, because of the fact that some of the stuff he raps about is very hardcore. His music is very, like, in your face, kind of. His voice is really deep and grungy and whatever. And the fact that he even did music for The Grinch, I saw the movie, like half the movie, because I fell asleep as I was watching it, because it was just a long day. But what I did see with his music being interplayed between scenes and some of that, it was great. I loved his stuff.
Yeah.
So
I think these three can kind of go together, but we did talk about it a little bit earlier and in the last podcast. But Christmas decorations and music start in the month of November. This Ashley put, I love everything about it, but after Thanksgiving. And then I guess the next one, I mean, it kind of does. She loves everything about it. So, I mean,
yeah. So in regards to the whole decorations and music park, like we were talking about, and that was one of your mom's topics.
Yeah.
Two podcasts ago, about when is it too early to start decorating and stuff like that. We went by this one house while we were driving, and there's this house that was just decked out, dude. I mean, from top to bottom with the lights and the whole shebang with inflatables, and it just looked disgusting. And the thing is, I looked at that, and I'm like, man, I don't like Christmas because of you.
Okay, they're like just expressing themselves, having fun.
I don't know. I just feel like it was just over the top, just to be over the top, but it is what it is.
After Thanksgiving.
What about?
But you're not even okay with it after Thanksgiving. Christmas? Like, it's December.
Yeah.
Decorations and stuff.
Yeah, the moment Thanksgiving is done, start.
Okay. But you don't like how much they decorated.
That one house? Yeah. I do not. I feel like for me growing up, my parents decorated the house for each season.
Mm-hmm.
But we never went over the top. I mean, again, my parents never got lights for the entire house. We never got inflatables or anything like that. Everything was just condensed inside.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed it that way.
So you like those houses with the decoration that has the Grinch that's taking off like half of the light bulbs Absolutely. Off the outside?
Actually, I never even knew that was a thing. Is that actually
Yeah, it was
thing?
In the same neighborhood.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Man, I must have been looking the other direction.
It's like half the house because the Grinch is on the bottom, like pulling off all the
No way. Lights.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before. That blows my
it's
mind.
It's very common.
Is it like this inflatable or is
no,
it like
no, no.
this plastic?
He's kind of like, I think he's either wood or something, but he's just at the grass part and he's pulling off the lights off of the house. So the house has like half of the lights on.
And the actual lights are hanging off
yeah,
and
like,
the thing's holding it?
Yeah.
Wow, I think I like Christmas, guys.
Oh my gosh, I'm so annoyed. Okay, so this was a very, very popular, unpopular opinion.
Oh boy.
So I'll kind of read all of them in one, but so the pressure of getting presents, the whole thing, shopping lines, people, wrapping, but I guess in the end it's worth it. Somebody else said similar, the obsession with gifting and receiving gifts. In my Dutch culture, everyone gets like 1 to 3 gifts and the rest of the time is focused more on family and the actual meaning of Christmas. And then my friend Ernesto said, I think that it's ridiculous that we wrap our heads around Christmas being a time of presents when it's more than just that and can happen without them. Granted, I was spoiled with presents as a kid, but nowadays I tell people not to get me anything unless they super insist. The holidays have been more about gifts than being with family.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of mm-hmm. talked about this in our last one too.
Yeah. I mean, this has been a conversation that you and I have had together separately.
Yeah.
Just on our own time. And it's not the fact that, how do I say this? Vanessa's way of showing love is by giving gifts
mm-hmm.
All year round. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be just a Christmas thing. To me personally, that's not really my my language of showing people that I love them or showing them any kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
care. But I don't, it's not something that I don't mind, you know. I think the thing that I dislike in regards to just the whole Christmas thing is the fact that it all gets culminated into 1 month
mm-hmm.
and you have to figure out how to get all this stuff in 1 month. And some people think it's not that big of a deal. I'm glad you don't think that's that big of a deal. But I mean, to me, it's just the whole money thing of it all. You know,
yeah.
It's not that we can't afford it. We can, but it's the fact that, man, I could really just use this to just save up instead of spending this much money on everybody combined, you know?
Yeah.
Again, I don't mind giving any of the people that I need to give gifts on that seat, that holiday,
mm-hmm.
anything throughout the year. But it's because it's all spread out, you know?
Yeah.
And that makes it so much easier. But when it's all put together in 1 month, and you got families, and then you got your work events that you got to get a gift for. And then you got, you know, your church group that you're going to do gifts for. And then who knows what other friend groups you had that want to probably do that as well.
Yeah.
It all combining together, it does put a bit of a hindrance on the holiday itself.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that for me personally, it brings me a lot of anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And there's moments where I'm like, I'm freaking out because I'm like, oh my goodness, what do I get this person? What do I get that person? I don't even know. I love my siblings, but I mean, I haven't been, I'm not around them like I used to be. So I don't know what they do on their day to day and what they need from their day to day. So how do I figure out what they want? Ask a sibling. The sibling doesn't know. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's hard.
That's another spicy topic. When people get you gifts when you're not planning on getting them gifts, oh, and then you have this pressure of getting them gifts, oh, just because they're getting you a gift.
And that's the thing, is it comes to a point where, like I said, Vanessa and I, we strategically try to plan all this stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And we're like, okay, if we're going to get gifts, we're going to do this one, and then we're going to do – so we're going to get this person something, but as a group – we're not going to get the person anything.
Yeah.
Maybe we're just going to get the kids something. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're going to get one thing for the kids, but forget about the adults because we're adults. Mm-hmm. You know, if the adults don't need gifts, we should be fine. But then an adult gives you a gift and you feel the pressure like, oh my goodness, why did you give me something? Like, I legit, not even lying. Like, I'm not even trying to lie to you to make you not spend money. I legit don't want anything.
Yeah.
And then you go and you get it. And then you make the other person feel pressure. And that was a conversation that we had, saying, is that – how did the conversation go? It's almost like is that kind of
– like I was going to say the word mean. Hurtful. I know, but it's not hurtful either. But it's just putting a weird pressure on somebody else that you may not know that you're doing. And it makes me think, well, we read a book called When Helping Hurts. Yeah. And it makes us think of that, because basically, to sum it up, there's a part in the book where it says that like there's a family, and maybe it's like a low income family or whatever. And a nearby church is trying to give out gifts to kids, to low income families, like things like that. And the church comes and they knock on the door and they give these gifts to the kids. And little do they know that the dad in the background is like, his feelings are really hurt and he just feels worthless and like he's not good enough because he worked really, really hard to get his kids these gifts that may not be super fancy and all this stuff, but he works super hard to get them those gifts that he did buy because that's all he could afford. But he wanted those to be special. But because the church came and kind of showed him up a little bit, like then he felt like his were just like worthless at this point, and he just did all that for nothing. So it kind of made us think of that, because it's like, I don't know. We don't know what other people are going through. What if we got some for our friends and he just got laid off? Or, I don't know. Like, then they feel this weird pressure that they have to get something back. But we don't know that about them because we don't ask them deep questions. Or, you know what I mean?
And it's not as easy as just saying, okay, well, then just don't feel like you have to give something back to them. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
Like, and if anyone knows me, I'm the person where it's like, I don't like people paying for my drinks, my food, paying for me for anything. And it's not because of the fact that I'm just mean like that. I think it's just because of the fact that I genuinely care for the other person. And I'm like, please don't spend your money on me.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to keep that money for yourself because it's your money. You worked hard.
Yeah.
You
know?
Again, but if it was the other way around, and I would probably pay for someone's meal or something. I've done that multiple times. But again, I don't know. I feel like that's different from a gift. It's, to me, it's almost like,
making their day, like a random act of kindness.
Kind of exactly. Like, if I went out with my friend Dom and we're like, hey, let's go get something to eat, and then I paid for his meal.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's it. And I hope that Dom doesn't feel pressure that he has to do that back again to me, because that's day to day.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to eat for the entire year together, you know?
Yeah. So,
sure, if you want to pay me back, I mean, you literally have 364 days to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But on Christmas time, you go on and you somehow find out a week before that, even though you planned, no gifts, we're just going to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to play board games. We're just going to hang out. And then somehow you find out that someone got you a gift. Oh, my goodness. A week before? Oh, my God. And then you have to go to the Target and the mall, and you have to go find something. You can't find something. Ooh. Yeah, that one's hard.
Now, family, if you've already gotten us a gift, we're not saying that we're not grateful. We will appreciate it.
Yeah, it's not a thing of being ungrateful. I'm 100% grateful. If the fact that you even thought of getting me something, it means a lot. It does. I wish you and I have talked about this. I wonder if there could be a Christmas where we can just not do gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Either on your family, my family, I don't know. Can we just have a Christmas where we just have lots of tamales all day, That'd bunch cool. of Bon de Bordeaux,
just food.
Some board games,
yeah,
and just sit around and just talk and have fun and have Christmas, like dumb Christmas movies, like the Santa Claus movies, yeah. and Jingle All the Way playing in the background, and we're just spending time together. Like that to me, just the just spending time with each other mm-hmm. means so much more to me than just the fact of having to buy a gift, yeah. you know. And I think it's different right now for both of us because of the fact that a lot of our family has to travel. I mean, mm-hmm. it's different because my brother lives close to us now. But my parents and the rest of my siblings have to travel to come over here. And that costs money, you know, mm-hmm. to even have to travel. So just spend the money on your gas and come over here. Save the money and let's just eat and have fun and just talk and whatever.
Yeah.
I want there to be a day that we can do that one. One at least 1 year.
So. Even if we just did like one white elephant game, I feel like just that one gift is enough. And it's fun because you're doing a game or whatever. If that, like, if you really want a gift, like, I feel like that would suffice mm-hmm. more than enough. Mm-hmm. But that kind of goes into like my friend Tay's comment, which just said that gifts aren't about the amount you spend. It's about the thought you put into them.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that because Robert and I have talked about like old things that we used to get. And this year we're doing stockings for each other because – I mean, like Robert said, I love gifts, but I don't want a big gift. So if we just put a bunch of little things together that mm-hmm. we like, mm-hmm. then it'll be something to open that day. And I feel like it'll be like special.
Yeah.
And so we were talking about it and he's never really done stockings, but I told him growing up that it's become like a fond memory. But my grandma, I think it was my grandma, she used to do stockings for us growing up and she just wanted to put stuffers in there so that it looked full and all this stuff. And she just genuinely wanted to get stockings for us, whether it was just to put socks in there or something different. But she would fill it with oranges and apples and pecans. Yeah. Like most kids would be like, what is that? Mm-hmm. But it's become like a fond memory now because like I still got a stocking and I got to open it. And there is candy canes in there and like a pair of socks or whatever. But like it was filled with that stuff to fill it up the most, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. And then another thing that we both talked about is when we grew up, we used to get a gift from a tia or our grandma or whatever that was just like those giant popcorn tins with like caramel yes. corn and cheddar corn and like normal popcorn, and those are the coolest things yeah. ever, and they're super cheap, and now it's like a sweet memory and yeah. I can eat it and like remember my grandma used to get these for me yeah. for Christmas, you know. Yeah.
And I remember those because this is the fact that, you know, growing up as kids and me and my siblings would be in the living room and we'll put on a Christmas movie and then we would have that one container of popcorn.
Yeah.
And we would all just eat from it and then somehow someone would take the divider out and all the popcorn's getting mixed up. But, you know, who cares? You're just having fun. It just has this feel of just comfort.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like that $3 tin of just random popcorn mm-hmm. to me brings me more joy than whatever $100 gift, whatever, yeah. you know, so
became like nostalgic yeah. and you didn't even know that yeah. it would.
Exactly.
Okay, this one's gonna be a little controversial. Okay, but
strap up, guys.
Hallmark Christmas movies are boring. There, I said it.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
We both agree as well. We don't size like well. Hallmark. Yeah, my mom loves them. Does she your mom like them? Loves them.
No, we didn't. I mean, we didn't grow up with cable.
That don't mean that your mom didn't watch them behind closed doors.
We never had cable. That doesn't make any sense.
I think Ashley likes them too.
Does she really?
Oh, yeah.
My thing is with Hallmark, and we don't have to linger on this too long, but my yeah. thing with Hallmark is the fact that they make how many movies in the holiday?
And it always ends up with a love story with the same answer.
Yes.
SNL just did a skit on this week.
Yeah, they just make a lot, dude. And you know, if something, you know, if there's anything that making that much movies, like Interstellar probably took 3 years or something like that. Hallmark movies, they only take 5 days because it's easy to film and they get it done.
Rude.
And then they put a preset over it, call it a day.
Name five Christmas movies that you actually like.
Five Christmas movies.
Yeah, go.
Santa Claus 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jingle three. All the Way.
Okay.
Home Alone.
Uh-huh.
And
Christmas with the Cranks.
Yeah, actually, I do love Christmas with the Cranks.
Nice.
So I like those. Tim Allen, I guess I like him a lot.
Yeah. I don't know if I can think of five. I love This Christmas with Chris Brown. I mean, I know that's controversial. Sorry, but the movie is good. The song is good. Sorry.
Chris Brown, I don't know so much.
The Grinch, Jim Carrey, love that one. I
hate that movie.
I love it. Last Holiday is not really a Christmas movie, but like it takes place in Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like that one a lot with Queen Latifah. It's like a comfort movie. Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I like Christmas with the Cranks or Elf. Like, I will always come back to that movie just because I
like it. You love Elf a lot.
But one movie that apparently I didn't even know was a thing, but Robert told me about. One of the unpopular opinions said that Santa from Rudolph is the worst.
There's a lot with those movies from the past.
Like the claymation
kind, which I grew up fondly watching just as a kid. It wasn't even much so for the fact that I love the story. I just love claymation. Just that kind of form of art is really, really cool to me. But there's a lot in those movies when you go back and you're like, man, there's a lot of things wrong. I mean, another one that's being hit is Charlie Brown right now with the whole Thanksgiving stuff. But who knows, man.
Oh, yeah.
But I think with the Santa Claus one, I think the thing that everyone's mad about is the fact that he gets bullied and Santa really doesn't do much. I think that's what it is.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't remember. Let me know in the comments, guys, of like on Twitter or whatever, what the actual thing is. But I believe that's what it is that people just don't like Santa Claus because he doesn't stop the bullying. Like he's there watching and doesn't do anything about it.
Hey, those old movies are kind of cool with the Heat Miser and stuff. I don't know. I thought they were cute. And then the last one that I have, which is from my friend Sydney, and she cracks me up because when I read her sentences, I can hear her voice out loud. But she said, "Wonderful Christmas Time" by Paul McCartney is a garbage song in all caps. Do you know what that song is?
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yes, you have.
"Wonderful Christmas Time"?
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Yes. My bad. Yes, yes, yes.
She hates it.
I hate
it's
that
garbage.
Song. I hate that song. I feel like you hear that in malls all the time.
That's true.
Along with, God bless her. Like, she is.
Ariana Grande? Thinking of new songs.
She's going to eat for the rest of her life. She's going to have food at her table for the rest of her life. But God bless. When is Mariah Carey's song?
Ooh, don't
ever
say that.
Gonna drop
my
like
old
just
boss,
stop.
Tony loves Mariah Carey. Anyways, is there anything positive you like about Christmas or any new traditions or things that you've seen that you like about it? We can end on a positive note.
I guess not.
What? You're such a Grinch, a Scrooge.
I guess I am.
Hey, we went to a restaurant the other day. And the patio, we were like, oh, it's not going to be open. It's wintertime. But they offered me a blanket, and they had heaters on up there. It was the best thing ever. I was like, that is amazing. I like that. You know, festive Christmas decorations. You can see them while you're outside.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm trying to look up the whole Rudolph thing right now. And I guess there's one, like, it's a thread of people tweeting. And I guess there's a part where it says every year the elf throws the bird out the sleigh without an umbrella, even though earlier the bird said it can't fly.
That's rude.
I guess the bird died.
You really can't think of anything positive?
In regards to Christmas itself, it's just, to me, the thing that I like the most about it is just spending time with people. That's it.
Yeah.
Gifts, I don't like gifts. I love the food. I love spending time with people, with family, the laughter. Like, that's the kind of thing I enjoy the most. And I think when it comes to my kids, whenever, you know, I want to push on the fact that, I mean, as kids, you're going to want gifts. As kids, you're the kind of kid that you went to Target with your grandparent or whoever and kind of was like, can you give me that toy? Can you give me that toy? So kids love gifts, you know, they just love receiving things, I guess. But I want to teach them early on that that's not the point. You know, you don't have to get a gift for everybody.
Yeah.
So
here and where we live, we have Wassel Fest, which is fun, and the tree lighting where we can like go from place to place, and it's free. You just have free wassail and stuff, so that's been a fun tradition that we've started. Well, yeah, yeah. Up here where we live. Yeah. So,
do you have any more questions or no? So I guess to end the podcast, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have a favorite Christmas memory?
Not well. My mom mentioned it in the last one, I think. But I mean, we in 2004, which was a very hard year because that's when my parents got divorced and we moved back home with my grandma. Mm-hmm. We were super poor at the time and had no money, and we weren't really gonna do gifts. And my cousin came inside and was like, "It's snowing," and this is in Corpus Christi, which is like 80 plus degrees at all times. And we were like, no way. And so we all went outside and it was snowing. And we made like the smallest snowman ever because there wasn't that much snow. Yeah. But it was still super cool. And I mean, growing up, like at my church, we had the same two plays every year. It was one or the other. It was Dr. Newhart or it was like the story of Jesus himself. And the same guy always played Jesus. And I always played the angel growing up. And all my pictures, you can see me. Or I was in the choir every year. And then this one guy from church would sing Christmas Shoes, and it made everybody cry, and everybody was super emotional and all this stuff. But when he wouldn't sing it, everybody would be like, "Hey, what's up? Like, why aren't you singing it?" The poor kid was probably just annoyed with it. But anyways.
I think for me, it's kind of around the same thing in regards to snow, because we live in Texas and snow is not really that big of a thing, especially in South Texas.
Yeah.
And so I remember one day waking up and I was the first one awake. Mm-hmm. I looked out the window and there was legit snow on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I was freaking out. I was like, there's no way. Like, that would not fall here. And I remember I ran to my parents' room and I was like, "Mom, I think there's snow outside." And she kind of was like, yeah, she didn't say this, but I'm pretty sure in her mind, she's like, "Yeah, dummy, it was on the news last night, dog."
That's exactly what your mom thought.
That's exactly how my mom thinks too. My mom thinks like a G. And so she's like, "Yep, go out and play." Okay, cool. So we ran. I went and woke up my brother Brandon, and we got our coats on. I mean, again, we're in South Texas.
Yeah.
We don't have thick coats or anything like that. It was just like, we just got a jacket on, we had our sweatpants on already, just got our shoes on, walked outside, and we started playing with the snow. But the snow was just so cold because we never experienced it before. So we're like, how do we handle this? Because we didn't have gloves. Why would you have gloves in South Texas? There's no need for that. And so we ran in and got pairs of socks and doubled up on socks, walked outside, and just started making snowballs with it, or tried to make snowballs with it, and just threw it at each other. And it was just me and Brandon, because I think our brother Nico was just young. And so me and Brandon were just outside trying to make Christmas angels and or snow angels, when I say Christmas, snow angels, and just messing around with each other, trying to make these big snowballs. But again, it was like, it was short-lived because it only lasts for like 2 hours, and then it just started melting real quick. So, and I remember my mom, she tried to make it special because she woke up and she's like, "I guess I get these kids something, I guess I'll try to make them feel special." And so she woke up and went and made hot chocolate for us. And so while we're out there playing, my mom brought it out in two mugs for us. And we're, you know, playing and drinking hot cocoa. Nice. So it was a cool thing.
Man, my mom makes some bomb hot cocoa.
She does. She does.
I'm excited this year. It's also a tradition that all the women in my family, which there's a lot. My grandma has over 10 siblings and they're all girls. And she has like 4 brothers. But anyways, but they all get together to make tamales every year. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Like, food is just a big thing in my family. So
yeah,
I'm excited to do that and get around the fire pit and just enjoy each other's presence.
There you go. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. We appreciate it. If you guys want to send us your Christmas memories, you can send it to our Twitter account. Our Twitter account at Crazy Talk Pod. If you guys have any horror stories in regards to Christmas, send it to us there. Leave us a voice memo through the Anchor app as well, if you like. And again, everything will resume as always. Next week, there will be another podcast, but it'll just be good old-fashioned, just topical podcast. Until next time, guys. Merry Christmas. And a Happy New Year.